Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody. Oh, this is horrible. Let me tell you what I'm doing. I'm walking down a rain-sodden road in Edinburgh with a bloody microphone on. Honestly, for the residents, the normal residents, the day-to-day residents of Edinburgh, if they see me now, they're going to... Oh, God, they're going to hate me. Hang on, I've got to be quiet because someone's walking by. I'm just one of those pricks that have come up to their city to twat around. And, oh, God. Anyway, hello, welcome to the podcast. This is a very subdued intro to the podcast, and it will be. Like I said, I'm walking down a road in Edinburgh, and I'm very uncomfortable. But hello, everybody. How are you doing? It's a quick one. This episode is Royal Blood. Probably the... someone walking by with a pram. This is so embarrassing. Oh, my God, I'm going to act normal. Here we go. So yeah, this episode is Royal Blood, probably one of the biggest rock bands in the country. So what do you do when you're in a rock band, a massive rock band? You go on the Brian Gittins podcast. You pick a terrible podcast and you go on it. Well, that's what they've done. And thank you so much, gents, for attempting to write a song with David in this episode. I think he's pulled off an absolute cracker. So without further ado, I'm getting wet, I'm embarrassed, everyone's walking by me and looking at me like I'm some kind of twat, and they're right to look at me that way. Enjoy the episode, everybody, and I'll see you on the next one. Bye-bye. Oh, no, come to Patreon if you want to support the podcast. If you want to support the podcast, come to Patreon. It's growing, I'm telling you, it's quite a community there. Someone's walking by me again. But yeah, if you want to support the podcast, come to Patreon. You know, you can pay $2 a month or £1 a month, whatever it is. £1 a month and you get extra content and videos, and there's different tiers where you pay. I keep saying this every episode, and I will keep saying it, but we've got quite a few people there. They're the A-listers. They're the real fans, the true fans, not the lazy fans that download this once in a while. They're the ones that can't help but... oh, God, someone else walking past me. I'm going. This is horrible. Enjoy the episode. Bye-bye. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Brian Gittins and Friends podcast. I don't know what episode we're on, and I don't care, David.
What the hell? Throw caution to the wind. Who cares?
We're in the 40s, but like I said, I don't care.
But 40s is an impressive landmark to be.
It is, isn't it?
Middle-aged.
Yes. Where do you think we'll end? What episode do you think we'll end this?
I would like to definitely get into the hundreds.
Would you?
I definitely would like to see three digits.
Okay, that voice you can hear is David Edwards.
Certainly is.
Can we have a quick cuddle?
Yeah, please do. Little Eskimo kiss on the nose.
No, not that. Save that.
Put that away.
Okay, so how are you, David?
I'm tip-top, ready to go, ready for some podcast chitter-chatter.
Okay. And our guests are none other than, David...
Blood Royale. Royal Blood.
Here we are.
It's amazing. I think it's
if you don't know, guys, who gets... Well, yeah, you get every guest name wrong.
I think it's a nervous tick because I actually spoke to them outside to make
sure
I knew everyone.
They're sat in front of you, David.
The producer.
Sure. Do have a producer. The podcast has got a producer.
To make sure, and I've still got it wrong.
So is that a James Bond movie?
No, it's a sandwich from Burger King, isn't it?
It's a Blood Royale. It's a sandwich from Burger King.
Oh, it is, isn't it? Is that the one that Pulp Fiction referenced?
Yeah, that's right.
There you go.
Something like that, yeah.
So at least it exists. It is out there. I haven't totally just...
It's a bloody Blood Royale.
Apologies for getting your brand wrong. Obviously, I actually did some pre-research beforehand, and I think it's turned into like a neurotic tic, whereby when I now meet people, I get their names wrong. Hugely apologetic. It's a bit of a struggle getting through life with it. I think I have to see a hypnotist or something, maybe.
So we got Ben here.
I'm Ben.
And Mike.
Mike.
I know this, Ben.
Oh, showing off now.
Yes. I am aware. I'm a big fan.
Or
so
men and
I'm
bike.
Not.
Could be men and bike.
Bike men.
Bike men. Mike. What?
So Mike and Ben.
Hang on a minute. Yeah, so Mike
bike
and Ben.
And men.
Oh, that's my computer. This is a terrible start to the episode.
I think it's good. It's organic. It's real. We're getting to know each other.
It's good. Cranking it up.
Yeah.
Yes,
thanks,
we are.
Thanks so much for coming along, guys.
No, thank you very much.
It was
really
easy.
Appreciate it.
It was easy. We got the train up here.
Well, you didn't, because we're actually in your recording studio.
That's
exactly. We got the train to their recording studio. We're in their recording studio, David.
The musical hub where the magic happens.
The musical express.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what we're going to be doing this episode is you're going to be creating your first ever song with these guys.
Finally, it's happening.
Yes.
Excellent.
So you don't mind doing that, do you?
That's why we're here. Yeah,
exactly. We emailed each other, and that's why we're here.
Well, thank you for turning this into a reality. It's always been a dream.
You've obviously got a list of song titles that you want to share with the guys, and they're going to pick the song title that they feel best represents you.
Perfect.
Here we go. So what are the song titles you got?
Keep It Mum. That's going to be...
What?
So you know when you say something, Keep It Mum?
No, I've never heard of that.
No.
I kind of understand
word?
What it means.
Mum's a word. There you go. Mum's the word, mother.
Mum's the word, mum.
Mum's the word, mum. Or maybe mother, it might give it sort of an urban vibe. I don't know.
Okay.
Or it's like you're like, your mum's dead and you're like, keep it, mum. Mum?
Yeah, keep it, mum.
Yes,
mum?
That's a good one. Yeah, mum, mum.
Yeah. Keep it, mum,
so
mum.
So what are we going to stick with?
I think your one's quite good. The idea of...
Keep it, mum. Mum.
Okay, well, that's the first
mum
title.
Exclamation
already
mark at the end.
Second song title?
It will be Beasts
well, you've got
of
it on
Sussex.
A, you've got a
sorry,
piece of
yes,
paper
yeah, yeah, definitely.
David.
Sorry, I apologise. Beasts of Sussex.
I like
that's
the,
good.
Yeah,
whoa!
That's really good.
Suddenly they're interested. Your that's third good. Song title?
Third song title is.
Well, you've got it in front of you. I have, absolutely.
Puddles of Biological Liquid.
Okay.
It's quite Radiohead, futuristic.
It is. It's very Tom York.
Yes,
yeah, very
it is.
Tom York type of thing.
Puddles of Biological Liquid.
Yes.
And you've obviously got another three song titles, so race through them.
Yep, absolutely.
Race through
test
them.
Test Tube Testicles.
Right, that's silly. Yeah.
No, that's ridiculous. Yeah, get rid of that one. Hugging Strangers.
Okay, that's not bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. No Room for GBH.
No.
That's good.
Yeah, that's got a message.
I would want to say, and this next one's called No Room for GBH.
Is that because it's the last one you can't remember the other ones?
Beast of Sussex.
Beast of Sussex.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's
I just pointed at Ben there with my middle finger. Did you notice that, David?
Oh, yeah.
That's fine. It's quite unique.
It's like in Parliament, you can't do that.
Fuck you, ceiling.
You're not allowed to point in Parliament, are you?
Are you not?
No, you have to. That's why they're all like this, with their papers.
Pounds of people.
You know, we spoke about this with Matt Morgan. It's all that, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's all that.
No finger pointing.
It seems to be like a thread.
Yes.
Through each episode.
Yeah. There's links and themes.
Yes, there are.
Like you're about to flick a coin. That
kind
or
of
paper.
Feel,
wave paper in the air.
Which is what democracy's about. Everyone can have a go.
Yeah.
Is it?
It should be the idea, but it's not always the case.
Make decisions like that.
So we're going to go with Beasts of Sussex?
Yes.
Beasts of Sussex.
Do you know, tell the listeners at home what their Royal Bloods recording studios are like. They're disgusting.
It's
horrible.
Basically, it's clear that a lot of people put a lot of money and time into this, but it just hasn't been looked after.
No.
It's like a 10-year-old being given a very expensive music equipment and they haven't really polished it, really. And, you know,
what's the
do you
smell?
Find that insulting?
No, that's part of the vibe, I think.
Right, yeah.
That's part of the kind of feel. The smell, I'm really not sure, sort of old KFC or
old
socks.
Old KFC. Freshly cooked old KFC.
Freshly cooked old KFC, I think.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah,
the 80s recipe.
Yeah.
Oh, that 80s recipe indeed. The flour on the chicken. Yeah, I remember the ads now.
More salt.
Yeah, more salt indeed. With the old colonel cooking away.
How do you feel about, you know, you're going to write a song with these guys? How's that?
Highly excited. I see them as very influential to my style. I think we're going to make a trio of Sussex beasts coming together and really, you know, an atomic
beasts
explosion.
Of Sussex. Yes.
Beasts of Sussex, you're quite right.
Okay, so we're going to go for our first question of the episode. So here we go, Dave. The first question of the episode is from me. And what two things do you consider yourself to be very good at?
Two things. I think I'm good at making conversation on public transport.
You've said that before.
Oh, have I?
So we're going to knock...
Okay, knock that out the way. That's not a problem. The other thing I'd say I'm very good at is multitasking.
I think you said that before.
I've said that before.
Don't point.
No, pop the old pointer away. Yeah. You're quite right.
Yeah.
I think I'm a good camper. I'm a bloody good camper.
Are you? We have trodden in the... We have mentioned camping before.
Yes, I mean, I'm not great at putting the tent up.
How are you a good camper? How does that...
I think I'm a good camper in the sense that I'm very kind of well coordinated when it comes to disposing any waste in the forest areas type of thing.
Well, you know, people, coordinated.
Well, people stumble around. They don't know what bush or bark
where
or tree
just,
to use.
Bang, I'm going over to the beach.
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
Yes.
And okay. I know exactly... well, if there's a beach, that's ideal.
You no, just a beach got, tree.
Oh, beach tree. So I thought you meant okay. water. Just go up to
yeah.
your waist
no, no,
and
no.
do what you need to do.
No,
absolutely.
No.
I'll go up to a large, probably a large tree. Oak tree with a
Quercus
large
roba.
Girth bark.
Quercus roba.
What's that? That's a...
That's the beach.
That's the Latin for oak tree.
Oh, is it? Very
yes.
nice.
Yes.
Goodness me, there we go.
Yeah,
and that's
I know
the sort of one I would go for.
And I know dandelion.
And what's that in Latin?
I'll tell you at the end of the podcast.
Please do. Okay. Share the knowledge. Because that's what it's there to do.
So you think you're a good camper?
Yes, I do. I'm not good at putting tents up. Once a tent up, it's downhill for me.
Hang on a minute. So what part of camping are you good at? Basically putting shit in a bag and throwing it in the woods?
like a bear type of...
So it's got nothing to do with camping as such. It's more about...
I think
disposing of waste.
Yeah, disposing
of waste. But also I can sleep through a loud owl type of thing or anything like that. Torrential rain.
What about torrential rain? You can sleep through it.
I can sleep through it, definitely.
Yeah. Or you can just be in it.
Yeah.
I don't think I could sleep in it type of thing, but the sound, the acoustics of it, I can battle and keep my slumber.
What about with the owl combo?
Right.
That might be problematic.
Yeah.
A layered sort of sound
can
sandwich.
Can we hear the sound of an owl?
So I think I can do one, actually, if I cut my hands together.
Okay, I think we've done this before, but we're going to do it again. No, you can't. Okay,
that's you just keeping warm.
There we go.
It would keep your hands warm.
Yeah,
that's more just keeping your hands warm.
Which is...
There we go!
There we go. Hoot has appeared.
Hoot, hoot. So you're a good camper. What else regarding camping are you good at?
I can sleep through noises. I can... I've also, you know, I know how to wash certain elements of my clothing in a river type of thing, like Y-front socks, things in that vein.
You know how to...
Yeah, in the sense that, you know, all you need is a very basic bar of soap, or one of those small bits of soap you get from a hotel, and place it on the centre of the crutch area of the Y-fronts, bring them together, almost like fold them up together, and then just kind of really rub them together and get rid of any kind of markings or anything inappropriate like that. Socks you put in your hands like puppets, and then you bring those together to create a sort of foam
you
effect.
You do know, don't you?
Yeah.
Yes, you know, those veins.
Yes, you know. What else do you do? The other thing do you think you're very good at?
So camping would definitely be one. I'm a good flyer.
What do you mean?
In the sense that... I can keep comfortable in a very small... Well, I mean, my legs are obviously very long. I'm very, very tall. But once I get in there and positioned, I don't have to move around much. I can hold my bladder for long periods of time. I can keep entertained with the actual TV element.
Because you've been flying a lot, haven't you? You've been
we
on
have.
Tour for the last year. So you know about flying.
Lots of flying.
Are you good at flying?
Yeah, I am quite good at flying.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm better at the longer ones than the shorter ones.
Oh, why
yeah.
so?
Just because I'm better getting relaxed, you know, getting in my seat, chilling out, sleeping, watching a movie.
Yeah.
The short ones, you don't have the time to do that, so it's all a little bit of
that's true.
You get a sweat on, don't you? And the planes are normally smaller, more bumpy.
Yeah.
Do you ever sit there on a plane and think, I've got to fucking stretch my legs, and you get quite stressed and you feel like you've got to move around and you can't? Do you ever get that sort of tension?
I'm all right for a period, and then you can just relax snap, into it. And then I have to get up. Yeah. And then do something. I don't have to literally. Don't have to particularly start walking down the aisle. I just need to stand up, type of thing.
Right.
And even if my neck sort of leant over, so almost.
So sometimes you stand up and sort of lean over.
I just got to. And hopefully they're asleep. They don't notice me. My head will sort of hover over theirs for a while. But I need at least 5 minutes to allow the blood to start rolling down my legs again.
Yeah, rolling down your legs.
Yeah, rolling down or gushing down or something. But when I can't feel my legs anymore, which I do sometimes get, I obviously become a bit panicked. I want to, you know, reconnect with them.
Yeah.
And that does mean me having to stand up and just lean over the chair slightly.
Are you afraid of terrorists on the planes?
I think I would be afraid of one if there was one.
Yeah, but not bothered.
But until then, I'm all right.
Yeah. You shouldn't ever be afraid of terrorists anyway, should you really?
Well said.
They work on fear, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. You've got a speech about fear and terrorism on you now, Dave, haven't you?
I have, absolutely.
Yeah, need to read it out to everyone.
You know,
so can we have an editor, James? Can we have a bit of music regarding David's speech on terrorism and fear?
Thank you. We live in the year of terror, it goes without saying, and any machine is fueled by petrol. Any machine or solar power. We've got to be, you know, I'm fueled by food, carbonhydrate,
quite loose
sugar.
Speech, isn't it?
No, yeah, it's definitely. Whereas the terrorist is fueled by the energy of fear. And we don't know it, but we're giving them amples and amples of this energy, free of charge. And it's charging their souls, their minds, and their hopes and dreams. And we've got to cut
that
back.
Emotional or
not really?
No.
It's fair. No. Right, everyone's a critic.
Maybe informative. Accurate. Yeah.
Accurate. I'm the same with accurate. I struggle
Thank
with
God. I'm glad we're sinking on the same iceberg.
Are there any words you struggle with?
Just any.
Any.
That is good to hear. I'm not alone.
Yeah,
I'm not alone.
Ben, are there any words?
I never know until I get to them.
Yeah, yeah.
So, that is a handful, isn't it?
And then I choose not to use
the
old words.
Yeah. No, that's true. Accurate is a tricky one.
Accurate.
I do know one.
Go on.
Exclamation mark, I struggle with.
Yes, I do as well. There's a lot going on with exclamation mark.
Yeah. You know why?
It's like a train of carriages.
I think of what it looks like.
It's a lot going on, do you know what I mean? It's like, I'll do this bit and then that bit.
I think of the symbol before I say it, and then I'm faced with the symbol.
Right.
So and it's quite an imposing, scary thing.
Like, line dot.
Yeah. Line dot.
Yeah, it's a lot easier, isn't it?
Yeah.
Line with a dot hovering underneath it. Maybe just describe things instead of saying the words.
Even my name is difficult. It's things like Mike Kerr, where it's Kerr.
Mike.
Because I say Mike Kerr. When it's Mike.
What are you talking about? Micah?
Micah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like...
Michael? You do Michael?
Owl.
Michael Kerr?
Owl.
Yeah, that is a tricky one, isn't it?
Oh, look, there's...
Yeah, Michael Kerr's around.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just bad. Owl.
Owl, yeah.
Yeah, that's not
easy. Have you thought of Michael Kerr?
Michael Kerr, yeah, that is easier. I should have thought of that.
Yeah.
Mike.
Your mum did.
She did.
Yeah, your mum did. And
your mum did, mate.
Mum's the word.
Oh, absolutely. There you go. Yeah. Linking into the album title.
Satisfying. What a satisfying.
Yeah. So it's camping, David.
Camping and flying.
And flying. Well played.
Thank you. Thank you very much. They're just two skills that I think are going to help me get through life.
So, guys, David's brought along, obviously his song title. He's also brought along a melody. And he wanted to sort of sing it to you and see if you thought that was the right way to go with the song. Okay. Yes?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay.
Beast of Sussex.
That's
what
the
would
one
you
I'm
describe your music as? Heavy?
It's heavy, yep.
Heavy
it's rock.
Heavy rock.
Heavy rock.
So obviously it's heavy rock, David. You're not going to sing, you know, like a choral thing. It's going to be heavy rock.
Yep,
melody.
Not a problem at all.
Okay, so this is the melody you've been working on.
Okay, and this is like the chorus type of vibe, yeah?
It can be, yeah.
Okay.
Beast of Sussex,
okay.
Sunset has come down. The beasts of Sussex are in Slumber Town. Soon night will reappear, and so will the beasts with their fear.
Okay, so
it's good. Thank you. It's really good.
It is really good. Can we hear it one more time, David, just to make sure?
Yep, no, that's not a problem.
So you got the lyrics there, so you're
gonna
get those
absolutely
wrong.
Sunset has disappeared with that. The beasts are no longer here, but nighttime will rear, and the beasts will come from their slumberland and be here.
It's
good. Energy. Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's very good of you.
It's really good.
It is really good.
Thank you.
Really good. So that's what we're sort of working with. That, what, first impressions?
That feels like the intro.
Yeah.
That feels like the intro, so we're obviously going to have to hear the chorus.
So I imagine, I imagine the lights were dark and it was just a synth and you.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, that's not... Yeah,
well, you've got a synth there, Mike.
I do.
Could you just play a bit under that? So we'll hear the intro again. Mike's going to play the synth, and Ben's just going to tap away on the drums and see what he can put. So here we go, the intro to that song again. Here we go.
One, two, the intro to it again.
Hang on.
That's all right,
We've got an editor, Ben, so you don't need to do the sound effects.
And it's the intro.
Hang on a minute.
Sorry, I apologise. Sorry.
So what you just sang there, Mike thought that would be a good intro to the song.
Wonderful, excellent.
So let's hear that intro with the keyboards and the...
Oh, okay, yeah, absolutely.
One, two, three, four. Obviously, we've got... hang on, Mike, we've got an editor.
Oh.
So we can call
need to do that.
You don't need to do anything.
All right, okay. Got it.
So basically, Derek's got to do all the work again. Okay. That's the game of the podcast.
That's showbiz.
Sorry, let me get the keyboard.
Okay, so Ben's going to count us in.
We got it.
Okay.
One, two, three, four. Sunset has disappeared. The beasts are asleep. But nighttime will reappear, and the beast will reappear tonight.
There we go. I love what you were doing there with the keyboard.
Thanks.
Yeah, and
lovely.
Ben,
thanks. Yeah,
that was kind unusual.
I'm
working with professionals now. This is going to push me up another level.
This is going to be a great song.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. So, guys, have you got a question for David?
What's the chorus like, really?
Is
there another bit?
We've got many questions.
You've got a question. You bought a question.
Yeah, we bought a question. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Loads of questions.
Okay.
My question for you is, if you could sleep with one of the gladiators from the 90s TV show Gladiators, which one would you sleep with?
Okay, so that deserves a celebratory noise. That's one of the best questions we've ever had.
Absolutely, you're quite right.
So, there we go. Who would you sleep with?
The cliched answer is Jet. That's what everyone says, but I'm not going to go down that cliché avenue.
Why not? You got someone else in mind?
I have. I think it was... is it Shadow? A female?
No, Nightshade.
Nightshade, thank God.
Shadow, the 8-foot black guy?
Yeah, it was. Not Shadow, Nightshade. I think it would be quite a nice touch. Definitely. I'm seeing Shadow in my head.
Is that being slightly racist?
Not racist whatsoever. I think...
would you sleep with Shadow?
Way too much testosterone.
He had those pugil sticks, didn't he?
Yeah, he certainly did.
I don't think he'd treat me particularly carefully.
Why?
I think he'd want to dominate the situation too much. It wouldn't be a collaboration.
Right.
I think I'd feel used afterwards to a certain degree.
So you're going for who? What was that?
Nightshade.
Nightshade. Who's Nightshade?
I'm pretty sure.
She was an
African princess, yes. Nigerian beauty.
Right.
Very sleek. Used to be oiled up. And she just grabbed my teenage eye during those 90s ITV periods.
Yeah.
Yeah, she had a certain je ne sais quoi about
her. How much did it grab your eye?
A lot. Both eyeballs were magnetised to the TV screen.
How far did it grab your imagination?
How far?
You know what I'm asking. You know the question I'm asking, David.
It was the next day and I was still thinking about her. I couldn't push her out of my frontal lobes.
So you did what?
There would have been some autopilot pleasuring taking place. You know, that's what Gladiator was there for, sadly. They pushed it under the radar, didn't they? It was supposed to be about keeping fit, but it wasn't really.
It wasn't at all.
Not at all, no. It's a lot more seductive than that.
Yeah, yeah. So would you? Who wouldn't you have slept without the Gladiators?
Certainly not Shadow and definitely not Wolf.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'd love to go out for a pint with them, pint of Guinness and sort of chat, you know, to talk to them as they're pulling weights in the gym type of thing, or, you know, have a chat in the shared showers, that type of thing.
Yeah.
But nothing intimate.
Oh, hello, Charles. Charles Robots with us.
Ah, Charles.
Wonderful.
Hello, Charles. Lovely to have you here, Charles. You've been very quiet. Are you all right? Everything all right, Charles?
Just glaring at
us. Can I answer the question, too?
So sorry. Can you say that again?
Can I answer the question, too?
Yes, you can answer the question. Which of the Gladiators would Charles the Robot... what was the question? Date or have sex with?
Yeah, intercourse, I think.
I would like to have intercourse with Wolf.
There we go, though.
It was worth the wait. Thanks so much. And who would you not?
I'd like him to crush me like a Coke can.
Wow!
Goodness me, a cocoa can.
Oh, a Coke can, not a cocoa.
A Coke can. Cocoa can.
Wow! Who would you not? Who would you not have sex with? Hit out the Gladiators, Charles.
Probably Jet.
Jet. Wow. Incredible.
It's become too popular, too mainstream.
Okay. Thanks for that, Charles. Appreciate that. So, David, we obviously sang the intro to Beast of Sussex. Nailed that.
Oh,
should
thank
we do a
you.
Quick snippet. We'll just do a quick 5 seconds of the intro with the music. Here we go.
Sing it again?
Yeah.
Okay. That's definitely. Sunset has left the sky. The beast. Sleeping.
Okay, so that's the start of the intro. Now we want to hear the chorus. So if you'd like to sing the chorus to the guys, see what they think, they'll give their opinions.
Beasts, who are they? Beasts, who are they? We are all deep down beasts of Sussex.
Yeah, that's good.
Really
good.
It's just an idea at the moment. It's work in progress.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, yeah.
It's good.
Is there anything... how would you make that... Would you ever come up with that idea? Or would you immediately discuss... Never.
What's unique,
is that because it's good or...
It's a bit more rhythmic, isn't it? It's a bit more like...
It's actually...
Right, yeah.
I don't think I'd ever be that vulnerable.
Well, lovely for you to say. As an artist, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
That's nice.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Nice for you to go there.
That'd be quite a nice quote on the album, Vulnerable, David Edwards.
Yeah.
That could be the album title.
Yeah, it could be, couldn't it?
Yeah. Can we hear it again? Can we hear the chorus again?
This thing, Beasts, who are you? Beasts, who am I? We are all beasts deep inside.
Sussex.
Of Sussex.
What would you play underneath that?
I would copy on the beasts bit.
Okay.
I'd sort of, just a little, like a chimey synth.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Accent. Yeah, just every time you say beast, you think, oh.
Oh, okay. Should we do that now?
Yep.
Ben, have you got an idea what
you'd
do?
Yeah, I'd have a little bit of a kind of a rip of Layla, the guitar.
Oh, okay.
Eric Clapton, over there.
Well, that's interesting.
Wow, that really worked.
Okay, well, should we have a listen?
Yes.
Okay, so here we go with the chorus and the music.
Yeah, here we go. So, beasts, who are they? Beasts, where are they? We are all beasts deep within our minds.
Okay, wow. So the song is building.
It certainly is. Architecture. We're building something new, like a pyramid.
So I've got a question here, David, from...
They're old.
The pyramids are old, aren't they? Yeah.
Oh, incredibly old.
Yeah.
How old?
Thousands, is it?
Okay, probably.
I'm pretty sure.
So, next question is from a listener. It's from Christopher Mack. And he says, how would you carry out the perfect murder?
Oh, very
time.
Clear. Yep. Not the perfect murder.
Let's do that. Could you do that again? Could you repeat those noises that you did? How would you carry out the perfect murder?
But I think...
Yeah.
The perfect murder, very, very simple.
Yeah.
Can you get rid of the evidence?
Yeah.
Simple as that. So I would get a large piece of frozen meat. I'd attack the person with the meat.
Would you genuinely be being serious?
Oh, absolutely. Because
don't
then
point.
You'd eat.
Please,
sorry,
don't
point. Put the finger away. You're quite right. Yeah. And then you would literally eat the meat afterwards. Do you see what I mean? In the sense
you
that
you thought about this.
Yeah, I think I have in a way. I've thought to myself, or I can't think of a fruit. Maybe like a frozen melon on someone's head, and then you would eat.
That
eat
is
it.
A really good idea.
Something like that. Yes, I think.
So you'd knock them out with a melon.
Knock that out of a merit or a large piece of frozen meat, and then you cook it and eat it.
What about the body?
Well, there wouldn't be any fingerprints on the body, and I don't think meat will leave that much evidence on a thought. It'd just be like wet and icy. And it wouldn't matter anyway because you've eaten the meat.
Sorry, I'm confused.
In what sense?
Hang on a minute. So, who are we killing? And so, you told us how you're doing it. You're knocking them out with a melon.
So, it could be an old aunt, something like that. You know, someone, you know.
What are you going to do with her body?
Inheritance. I'd leave it. Simple as that. Because when you start playing around the body, that's the mistake. You leave fingerprints. You're dragging her through the kitchen
by
her ankles.
Have you got an aunt?
Several.
Right.
There's a potential there if I wish to go down that route.
You wouldn't, though, would you?
No, because I think the worst thing is you'd have to cold-bloodedly really attack someone several times with a piece of frozen meat. You know, I don't think you could do it in one swing. Or fruit.
Melon.
Or fruit. Quite,
melon.
Or melon. Yeah, quite right.
Melon route.
Let's go with the melon route then. Okay.
So you've knocked your auntie out.
Yes.
Well, not your auntie, but like a...
Auntie.
Our auntie.
Yes,
auntie.
Quite. Yeah, yeah.
Her body's on the floor and you just leave her.
I would do, unfortunately. Yes, yeah. Because I think playing around, tampering with the body in any way, you're going to leave... Like, all you need is a bit of hair. I mean, DNA technology has developed a hell of a lot these days. Do you know what I mean? You could... A bit of hair, a flake of skin...
I didn't think you were going to come back with a frozen melon as your
chosen.
But
I'm thinking now, like, the scenario here, like, what do you take a bit of frozen meat and a melon to where your auntie's going to be? And it'll be like a family barbecue...
Right.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah, yes. Can't just walk in the house.
So
with,
once you get your auntie alone, you smack her with the melon or she's down. Now it's a free-for-all. Everyone eats the melon and the, you know, in the barbecue.
Yeah.
And it could have been anyone that, like, who was at the barbecue that killed her.
Yeah.
This is like a great novel, wouldn't it? Yeah. You know, they really would do.
Yeah,
what's the Deadly
called?
Melon.
Yeah, what's the novel called?
Deadly Melon
Deadly
or...
Melon,
yeah.
I think there is a Netflix documentary series in this.
Yes,
there is.
I think there might be, Charles.
Definitely.
What would the Netflix documentary series be called? Or is it Deadly Melon again?
I don't know.
He doesn't know. Melon he hasn't got a clue. So that's fair enough. It's all right to say you don't know.
No, absolutely. Just move on. Just say, nope, sorry, people.
I haven't got
and
a
just
clue.
Stroll on.
Yeah, so you'd kill someone with a frozen melon?
Yes, I would do, yeah.
Now, guys, we have a section in the podcast where David, it's called the Golden Question section. David gets to ask our guests a question.
Brilliant.
I've got a question for Ben and Mike, or Ben and Mike, or...
Well, yeah,
Mike.
I mean, I don't know where to start, really, because, I mean, as rock stars...
Is it because you haven't thought about one?
No, not at all,
so
not at all.
What was the question you brought in?
I'd say one thing, definitely. When you're in the record studio the first day starting a new album, what is your feeling? Is there a feeling of excitement or trepidation, nerves? Because you've got a fan, a following base now.
Yeah.
Do you come in with a lot of ideas, or are you quite organic, or...?
I think we have a little bit of an idea, don't we? But we literally make it up as we go along, to be honest with you.
Like David?
A bit like what you did there.
But a bit more, I'd say, successful, though. I think
long
you've done...
but more time doing that.
Rather than just going, oh, we're just going to do something called Beast of Sussex. And then
yeah.
Not... Do you think about
it? But sometimes doing what you did there with Beast of Sussex, where you just, you do it,
yeah, go with the title first.
Yeah,
get a title.
Yeah.
Okay. That's that's a have we done that before?
I'm not sure if we have,
but I like it.
Get
a title, then you've got something to aim for.
Yeah, have you got a title for them that could? Obviously, you're going to do this. You're going to put David's title into your next album.
So yeah, absolutely.
What title are you going to give them, David, for the next album?
I think title for the next album.
Not the actual album title, but basically their big hit off the next album would be called this.
The big hit in the next album would be called this. Masculine Menopause.
Wow.
Would you do that? Just say no.
Seems no.
No.
No way.
That's all right. No. Best friend, best critic. You know.
Yeah.
No, definitely.
Just to be honest with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It feels too soon.
Yeah.
Yes, it's all about timing. Write it down in a notebook, perhaps bring it out later.
Disappointed if that was happening now.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe in 20 years or so.
Yeah.
And bring it out there. You know, pop it on a post-it note so you don't forget it. And then in 20 years' time, out comes masculine menopause.
Menopause.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how about masculine men applause?
Applause.
That's better. That's this is what people are think tanks, isn't it? Which you take one idea.
Which they rarely do.
Do they? Well, they just nod normally.
It's not really applause, is it?
Yeah.
It's more of a sort of fist in the air.
Yeah.
I prefer fist in the air than applause because that's lot more solitary, you know, kind of.
It is depends if you're watching the tennis or not, though, doesn't it? Because you kind of want that. You know, little.
You want to hear
that's true.
Instead of looking around and watching everyone doing fists.
You want to hear something. Yeah, don't you?
This is true. Very true. In a rock concert, I guess.
Dangerous as well.
Yeah, yeah. It's got that kind of dangerous, kind of we're a bunch of delinquents vibe.
Yeah,
which is what you want.
Yeah,
and you have filled.
Any other questions?
Yes, I'd say. We all know what the high points on going on tour are. What are the low points?
Ooh. It's the low. There's not many lows, is there?
No. A lot of travelling, like commuting. Without seeing anything.
Yeah,
so right. Just commuting.
Yeah, being in an inn and a cool place, an exotic place, but not being able to go and do the cool thing.
Yeah,
a lot of time in airports, a lot of waiting around.
Yeah,
for nothing, eating ready salted crisps because that's the only thing that you know. To eat
or a sad kind of sandwich,
really
happen to eat a sad sandwich,
and then suddenly, like a jaguar or a tiger, the box is open, and then you've got to leap out onto the stage and do your stuff.
Turn it on, turn it in,
and do you sometimes have days where it's like I'm just not in the mood for performing?
Sometimes, but we get through that together.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You can feel that before.
Sorry, quite right.
You can feel that before, but once you walk on that stage, you realise why you're there. Do you know what I mean?
The calling.
You realise your calling, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So by the time you come off the stage, you're always upbeat in a rock and roll kind of mood type of thing. It's not like, oh, gosh, just get me to my hotel room.
We psych ourselves up. Have some tequila, some shots. Jump, play some loud music before.
Yeah.
Prepare us.
Get your heart pumping.
Get the blood pumping. Yeah.
God, it sounds like an intense job, it's got to be said.
Well, you're going to do it, I imagine,
I know.
Soon. You got your song
I'm
halfway
just worried
made.
About energy, keeping the energy up.
That's all right, you've got a great song behind you.
Yeah, absolutely. The music itself will carry me.
And the audience. You know, once they're singing Beast of Sussex.
Yeah. When you,
in
they're
your
all
face.
Singing back to the line.
Exactly.
When you get to the second time around the chorus and you say, you sing it, and you hear the Beast of Sussex chorus being...
That must be incredible.
Words that you've come up in a record studio.
Can we just do the Beast of Sussex chorus again? And Mike, can you give him a little bit of advice on his voice?
Yep.
How to make it a bit more rocky?
Yep.
So let's go. Here we go. Beast of Sussex.
Where are the beasts? Who are the beasts?
Went before?
The chorus.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the chorus.
Was it?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, David.
No, not at all, not at all. Guide me, please. Not at all. Who are the beasts? Where are the beasts? They're in all of our minds.
Okay, so how would you...
Great.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Maybe you could sort of add a bit of gravel to the tone of your voice.
Yes, I could do that.
So you're doing that noise you did there, but then maybe like a...
So sort of a mixture between David and me.
Yes.
Yeah. It's
imagine
the perfect rock singer, would you say?
It's
a mixture
not
between
far.
Self and David.
You're knocking
sort of
on that door.
A mixture of our talents in one person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's getting
indeed.
So maybe imagine you've been smoking for a long time and drinking lots of whiskey and yelling a lot.
Yeah.
Imagine you've got a hoarser voice.
Okay, yes, yeah.
You've got a horse as a voice.
I would just like to hear it like that.
Okay.
And just sort of see if it is an improvement.
But not a comedy rock voice.
No.
Really
do it seriously.
Yeah, definitely.
Really meet, really sort of, think about what it means to you as well as you're singing it and see if that helps.
Do you think that? Do you think emotionally?
Every time.
Okay, excellent. Okay. Who are the beasts?
Are you being serious?
I was then, yeah. Okay. Maybe
that's
a bit too much.
No, that's fine. I just want to make sure because it's very important to be serious.
Ooh. Here we go. Who are the beasts? Where are the beasts?
They're laughing.
That's
David!
That's not what I want for rock and roll.
They're laughing!
That's not what I'm not interested in creating humor.
Incredibly disrespectful. They're laughing at you.
Because, you know, with music, David. I am...
What's that, Charles?
Like angry Kate Bush.
Angry Kate Bush. You sound like an angry Kate Bush.
That's a great thing.
That's not a bad thing. Why are you laughing?
No. I just wasn't expecting it. I didn't know what to expect.
I
didn't know. I was overwhelmed. I didn't have to deal with it.
Exactly. So
it's a moment of confusion, isn't it?
So emotions confuse themselves.
Yeah. Okay.
So now we're familiar to it.
We'll hear it again.
Humor aside, here we go.
Okay.
Where are the beasts?
No, that was wrong.
No, honestly, no. Where are the beasts? Who are the beasts? They're all around us in our minds.
That was a little cough.
It's not easy, is it?
It's not easy.
Not at all.
How many dates have you just done on tour? 200 or?
Yeah, 200 or something.
Imagine doing that for 200 times.
Oh, God, I'd have to bring out, a lot of... Well, what would a decent mouthwash be? Or some kind of like... Oh, lemon and honey.
Yep, a good tea, a throat coat.
Yeah,
tea.
Definitely. I'd have to coat the old throat of a lot of layers, I think.
Yeah, that's a great effort, if not.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, hugely really appreciate it. No, thank you, guys.
Yeah, really
very good.
Very
good of you. Cheers.
Have you got one more question for David?
Yes. If you could merge two films together, which two films would you merge together? For example, if we were to merge Home Alone and RoboCop, we'd have Robo Alone.
That's nice.
This is a wonderful question.
Would you like another celebratory noise?
It's not for me to say, but if I can, I would like it for that one.
Yeah, well, I'm giving you one.
Oh, thank you for that, Brian. That really is a good question.
So merge two films.
Merge two films.
To actually watch the films or just for their titles?
Yeah, both. Yeah. To watch and enjoy the...
Because, I mean, RoboCop and Home Alone, imagine those two coming together.
Yeah.
That would be amazing. So what I would do is something like...
Obviously, you've got to answer in the next 5 seconds.
Yeah, absolutely. You're quite right. I would go for Roger Moore, James Bond and Splash. With the mermaids.
Yeah.
Right, so what would the film be called?
It would be called Moon Splasher or something like that, or From Splash with Love, something like that.
Why?
A Splash with Love.
A Splash with Love. Or
we're
From
going back
Splash
to the Gladiators,
with
Love. Aren't
we? Yeah, well, we certainly are. There we go. Bit X-rated.
The spy who splashed me.
The spy who splashed me. Yeah, absolutely.
Gold Splasher.
Yeah, for your splashing only.
Gold Splash.
Yeah, absolutely.
Obviously, not Roger
Moore. A View to a Splash.
A View to a Splash.
Splash Pussy.
That's
inappropriate. I was just doing
Pussy
any Roger
Splasher.
Moore.
Pussy Splasher.
Yeah. I think, that's too much.
No, it's not too much.
Well, I think the BF, what they call British Film Censorship.
Pussy, what was it? Splash Pussy?
Yeah. Pussy Splash.
Pussy Splash. So there's your answer.
Pussy Splash. Great answer.
You could imagine him, flirting in his safari suit with a mermaid.
Yeah, that sounds like a good
film.
With
spies being involved type of thing. It would work, I think, definitely.
Yeah.
So Tom Hanks is not in the equation. You sort of replaced him.
I don't think you could have a Hanks and a Moore on screen. It's one or the other. So, yes, he would be replaced.
Hanks and a Moore on?
A Moore.
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 Hanks and a Moore.
I think I did say Moore on, no. Worryingly. Which is bizarre. I didn't mean to. I've got a lot of respect for Roger Moore.
Don't worry about it.
You can't have Hanks and a Moore on.
No, absolutely no. Roger Moore, all the way. When Roger's on screen, it's best just to focus on him.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the woman who played the mermaid? Daryl
Hannah.
I'd even get rid of her. I'd get like a lesser actress. So
she
it really was.
In, Robbie Williams' music video,
the cowboy one.
Yeah, she's in the bath. Remember that?
Yeah.
Again in water.
Very much a reoccurring theme.
Can't take a fish out of water, can you?
You can't.
Absolutely, they suffocate and die.
Yeah.
Okay. So to end the podcast, we're at the end of the podcast.
That's gone very fast. It was very enjoyable, very interesting.
To end this podcast, you're going to sing the song in its entirety. Mike's going to be doing his keyboard stuff. Yep. Ben's got his drums. Charles might do a bit of background singing.
Wonderful. Thank you, Charles.
Thank you so much for coming, guys.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Yeah. So you've obviously got to know the guys.
Yes.
How do you feel your relationship is with them?
I'm hoping it's the first step to a proper relationship.
Do you think that?
I think only the first step, but I think important, positive, productive movement has been made
to actually create the beginnings, the foundation for a long-term relationship.
And how will you kick things off after the recording? Send your email?
Send my email, phone number, Facebook request. Just use social media on all fronts to try and make a connection.
Right. Okay. They're happy with that, guys?
Yep. Happy.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's a positive reaction.
Okay, so the Beast of Sussex.
Right, here
so,
we go.
Thank you again, David, James the editor, Charles the robot, Ben, Mike. I can't wait to hear this song. So over to you. I guess you're kicking things off with your intro.
Yes, here we go.
Here we go.
1, 2, 3, 4.
The sun is up, the beasts are asleep, but soon the night will appear and the beasts will reappear. And we gotta ask the question, where are the beasts? Who are the beasts? It's you and me in Sussex.
Interesting, Dave.
All around you can feel their breath and the heat of their evil thoughts. They wander the streets of West and East Sussex, wandering past the litter, ignoring the pensioner. They are evil beings, but we meet them in the spine of Sussex. Who are the beasts? Where are the beasts? They're in all of us, in Sussex.
And a quick key change.
We are the beasts.
We are the beasts. Quick key change.
Quick key change.
Sussex. Sussex.
Is that a key change?
Could be.
I think so.
Yeah. You wouldn't sing that song, would you, Mike?
No.
I think it's got quite a niche audience.
Where are the beasts? Who are the beasts?
I'm not comfortable doing it. You?
No.
Okay, well, thank you so much, David. It's a lovely song.
Thank you. Hugely appreciate it.
Big thanks to Mike and Ben.
Great collaborators.
Thank you to everyone, and see you on the next one. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was a Mr. Box production.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With ACAST, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with ACAST. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.